All right, folks, today we want to look at something that I think will be really helpful to you, and we're going to demonstrate it today. I'm going to go ahead and download it. This is a program that I found that is basically open source, free, and it is called Uninstaller, spelled kind of oddly, with just an R on the end instead of an ER, but that's okay. We're going to go ahead and open it up here and run it. And we'll do a quick install. Now, I'm going through the whole process of downloading it from their website, installing the uninstaller. Sounds weird to install the uninstaller, but getting it basically set up and running. And what it's doing right now is it's actually looking at the software that I have installed on my computer here, and then we can take a look at what is installed and what we want to get rid of. The beauty of uninstaller is that it uninstalls it fully. It takes all the little bits and pieces from all over your system that might have been put there and allows you to remove it cleanly. So let's take a look at what we've got here. A lot of stuff installed, as you can see, but we're going to take a look at some of the things that we want to get rid of. I want to get rid of this program, AnyRecover. This program proved to be a very useful program, a very good program, a functional program, but very expensive, $49 a month. So I'm not going to use that anymore. So we're going to get rid of that. What else do we have here? Let's see. A lot of this stuff I obviously don't want to get rid of. This is stuff that I do want to keep. But we'll take a look at the whole list here. Kdenlive, I'm not using that anymore. This is showing it as a leftover. I'm going to go ahead and bypass that right now. We'll take a look at that a little bit later. Let's see. Now it's finding things that I didn't even know were there. Microsoft Store app called Log On Web Host. I don't know what that is, but I'm going to get rid of it. Let's see. Winderstat. Yeah, we'll keep that. And I'm just searching through here. Make sure that there's DirectCut. Yeah, we'll hold on to that. Composer. I really like Composer. It is an HTML WYSIWYG editor. What you see is what you get. We'll hold on to that. Let's see. Garmin free video joiner. Yeah, we'll hold on to that. Paint.net, disk internals. I hope you don't mind me just taking a few extra minutes here to check through what we've got. I'm gonna go ahead and check this Kdenlive. Get rid of that. Most everything else I think I want to hold on to. So we've chosen a couple of things. Let's go ahead and click uninstall. Now it will analyze and look for everything that it's gonna need to uninstall. And as you can see, it's identified all those various files that it needs to take out, all the registry entries it needs to remove, everything to uninstall it. So we're gonna automatically close all the programs that might be running to perform the uninstallation and automatically reboot the computer. Let's skip that part since I'm recording. And then we'll start the uninstallation. Are you sure you wish to uninstall AnyRecover, Kdenlive, and Log On Web Host? Yes. All right, so now it's going to go through and it's going to give us a successful uninstallation, but it's also going to show us that there is a paid program available. This paid version has different features. It will license it for three devices, two PCs, 30-day money back guarantee for $49. on the monthly plan. Again, fairly expensive, but the free version, even though it comes with this ad, is still uninstalling and doing the work in the background for us. So I'm not inclined to pay for their monthly plan. But the thing is, once it finishes, it gives us the all done. And I'm going to go ahead and close this. And it's still looking for bits and pieces. Now you might say, well, you know, Dr. Bill, why not just go ahead and use the regular uninstall of the various programs to uninstall something? Well, that's well and good, but most uninstallers will leave little stubs, little bits and pieces in your computer, either in the registry or your disks or whatever, that will clutter up the system. Okay, all done. However, you should restart your computer to complete the process. Now, I'm not going to restart. I'm going to close out. Close this out. And notice our icons are gone that we were looking for. I'm going to move this one up to fill the hole. And it cleaned our system up for us. So I find that is a very useful free application. Now, remember, free, but they have a higher level supported official version that they do want to charge you for. This is the little caveat when it comes to free software. I'll put that in quotes, free software, is they do often have a higher level version with more features and whiz bang and so forth that you could use. But what I downloaded was just a portable file. It did not install anything on my machine, but it just downloaded a portable executable file that allowed me to do the uninstall. So I hope that you found this useful. Uninstaller with a R on the end and dropping the E. And we'll leave the link for that in the show notes. But until next time, remember that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.
If you're watching us on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to our channel and ding the bell to be notified of future videos.